Hello there, outliers. Niyama Shang here, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of your journey. Today, we are joined by an amazing outlier because that's what we do here at Outliers Edge. We champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity in their own way by helping them leverage what makes them different to make their biggest difference in the world. And we're going to get a chance to be with a difference maker right now, someone who shaped her world and continues to do that. Outliers, I'm absolutely pleased to bring to the conversation, Dr. Angela Buckley. Let me say that again so we can actually have her name all together. I'm so excited. My tongue is getting twisted. It is with great pleasure that I bring in Dr. Angela Buckley. Angela, it's great to be in space with you.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm so excited to meet you, learn more about your audience and your outliers. What a fantastic way to talk to your people. Like, I just think that that's you're accessing them and you're also empowering them at the same time to be something different and let them go. So I love it. Thank you for having me in this space.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate that reflection. It's a wonderful opportunity for us here. I think that one of the things that we love to do in this podcast is to both share less information and more share transformation, right? And so I'm very excited to see how we choose to dance and co-create in this space here. Angela, if you're good with it, I'd like to share a bit about who you've been for me so far. Are you good with that?
Yes, please.
All right, cool. I know I'm going to do this. I just don't know what I'm going to say. So Angela, who you've been for me is the words vitality show up for me, as well as like casually super awesome. Right. And when I say casually super awesome is that like, you know, we'll give outliers a chance to like hear about like your journey and the various ways in which you're an outlier. But with every single step of that, I feel like it is something that you wear well. Like it's something that like in being in space with you, like we can play a really big game. We can go into places of deep, deep knowledge, and at the same time be able to be, I would say, like just like relaxed and comfortable. I think that's really the word here. Comfortable as we traverse like new and uncharted territory. And I get that with you. I feel like I can like, yeah. I just love when like the openness is there. And the fact that you've like lived multiple lives and you keep like stepping into higher levels of transformation. When I think about you, like that to me is vitality. It's like, oh, we're just ongoing, consistently continue to recreate and create. And so from that place, I thank you for being that pillar right now. I get excited. This is who you've been to me so far. It's really interesting because I really don't know what I'm going to say. And it's really cool to see like, wow, yeah, this is true. So I've shared about how like who you've been to me here. I'd love for you to give outliers an opportunity to get to know you a bit more personally and professionally. Like, tell us about you and your mission.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you. Those are incredibly kind words and inspirational and also like aspirational. It makes me live up to them as well. So thank you. A little bit about myself. I think that you could easily define me as a lifelong learner and a chaser of excellence, but also a person who realizes that you can't necessarily have everything at once, but if you keep learning how to learn, you can always kind of follow the next path when you're interested and go down that path and just see where it leads you. And I think when you're asking me about different phases of life or different transformations, you say leveling up, I never thought of it as leveling up. I just thought of it as the next adventure. And, you know, a couple challenges were eluding me from time to time. But I think if you just keep your eye on the prize and keep going, eventually random things show up and they show up at the right time. And they show up because you have spent the time to prepare and you're loving the preparation so that you're ready when the opportunity shows up, right? So I guess I can talk to you a little bit professionally. I am an engineer by training. I have degrees in metallurgical engineering, materials science. I've like published papers along those lines. I also have a German language degree, and I have recently finished a PhD in organizational leadership. So, fun fact, it is not my first attempt at a PhD. I didn't fail the first time, but I did leave the university the first time when the funding fell short. So, I had all my classwork done. I was already an official doctoral candidate, which is usually one of the harder hurdles to get into. And then all the funding failed, and the research that I really wanted to work on was no longer available. So, I took a different job. I left town and I look back at that period of my life. I learned a lot, but my dog was really, really special to me. She was special to humanity. She really like reached out and brought in community. And those were really her senior years. And I had a lot of flexibility in my life during that PhD program to spend time with her and the way she built people up and like invited them into our lives. It was something that I didn't really have that kind of skill set, but I learned from her. And I feel like that time period of quote unquote misappropriated PhD time was about learning how to be that community citizen. Like I always volunteered, I always participated, but learning how to build community is a different skill, right? Like not just participating in community. And I feel like I learned that from my dog. It kind of sounds silly, right? But you have to be open to the lessons when they show up, even if you don't know it, you just have to be open. And then when you look back years later, you're like, I learned a lot of things from that silly dog that everybody loves and people know, like people know who she was. And people stopped me when she passed away. They're like, but I never see you without her. Where is she? And so I think the opportunity in life is to just be open to the lessons, even if you don't realize you're learning them until sometime later. So,
I
okay.
appreciate that. That's like there's an element here where you said like it seems silly, but I like A, I appreciate you as someone who can like learn from anything, right? And B, and like the openness and the humility to allow yourself to learn from everything, you know, or anything like, because as we'll go through this conversation, I want to hear about the adventures that you've taken. I want to hear about those challenges that have eluded you. But underneath all this, you said something that I think is one of the most important things. I'm a meta thinker, but it's like, so like, and you said learning how to learn,
Yes.
learning how to learn. And I think that like, we'll go through, we'll see the various things that you've done and how you're applying it and how you support people now with it. And if there's one thing outliers, like we can capture that element of learning how to learn so we can keep playing this game and basically have every door be opened up to us. I think that like that's incredibly valuable. So please bring in more silly things. Please like, and you know, it's I actually think it's kind of interesting because I think that some of the most important things we do, we can easily kind of like put it to the side or like downgrade it. It's like, you know, we'll use some language, let's use silly in this case here. And yet at the same time, but like there's lessons that are coming through. So I appreciate you just like you've opened up a fertile ground for us to go and play with here. Why don't we do this? Why don't we start with some of like some of the adventures that you've taken on. Like I'm not thinking about different levels, but it's new adventures. So why don't you take us through some of the adventures that you've been on so far in your world that like, you know, feel like have really made you who you are. And then we'll jump over to like what you're doing now and we'll continue to explore from there. Sound good?
Sure. So I think it's the side, I think it's like the side hustles or the side activities, like those hobbies where you learn so much about yourself and it's also your opportunity to give back. So I have a successful engineering corporate career, but the things where I've learned to grow most have been all kind of the things that I do after hours and with other people. So, our family is very much steeped in music. We have professional musicians, we have orchestra composers, we have orchestra conductors, church musicians, the organists who marry the pastors, right? Like a lot of music. And so we grew up learning music, and I am none of those professionals, but I can hold my own, right? They haven't kicked me out of the family yet. And so I started, my instrument of choice was French horn. I like French horn. It's a beautiful instrument. It's the soundtrack to Star Wars and all these other like wonderful, like textural kind of pieces of music. And so it's just something that has always spoken to my heart. And I think that's really important when you pick an instrument that it speaks to you, right? Whatever your art form is, something that's really speaking to you. And so although I did not major in it, like many of my family members did, I n also never put it down. And what I came to realize is by the time I was kind of in my 30s, I had friends who majored in it, but then didn't keep up with it. So, yay, they have a bachelor in French horn performance or something, but they're not playing as many hours as I was continuing to play. And at a certain point, there's a crossover. Like, obviously, when you major in it, the hours that you put in add up. But if you drop off after school and you don't keep that up, and I've been consistent all the way through, there was a crossover point where I could hold my own and still can. I've played in a couple pit orchestras from time to time, or people will call me when they need someone, but it's not my main focus. So randomly, a friend calls one day and he says, "Hi, did you see that Alp horn for sale?" So, an Alp horn is a 12 foot long Swiss instrument. It has no valves. It's made from wood. And I said, "I did, but I was pregnant at the time. There's no spare change floating around the house for yet another musical instrument." And he said, "Well, because you played in this semi-pro horn group and we bought it, but now we don't have anyone to play it, do you want to come join us?" And I said, "Well, absolutely. Here I am. I am a German-speaking French horn player. What could be better fit? And this instrument is designed to play outside in the mountains, like basically my favorite place to be. Like I'm in heaven right now." So I get this instrument. I perform the first concert with them, and I'm like absolutely hooked. Hooked, hook, line, and sinker. We've gone on to coach multiple people into existence. We have multiple bands in the state. Like there's a running joke that the state of Ohio has the highest count of Alp horn players per capita in the United States. I travel internationally for work, so I travel with my instrument. I have played in like multiple countries. I've performed in multiple countries, and I've performed for Arnold Schwarzenegger on multiple occasions, right? Like, what a random incident. And yet, what a perfect thing, just because I was willing to like continue through the years following a passion that brought me no money, right? But it has taken me into some of the most unique opportunities, and it is an absolute blend of music, outdoors, certain amount of athleticism. I get to go on ski slopes, and everybody in the world is like, stop skiing to watch. And I've been in mountains where people have come to find me because they heard me practicing, even when I was trying to get away and like not offend anyone's ears. They've literally come and found me in the woods. So I think my story, which is again a little crazy and quite niche, but it just shows that when you're finding the right thing, all the other things will line up and find you as well.
Oof, there's so much resonance in what you say there. I'm sitting here, I'm taking notes, and you're making me think about my journey. I have a feeling that outliers out here have also like gone down, almost said like go down the random path and then continue on. Do you mind if I share some of the things that like really struck me about what you just shared right now?
I would love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah. Well, the first thing that came in was like this, like the growth through side hustles and after hours, you know. When you said that, it made me think about like both myself like growing up in my career, but also right now. So like in my career, a lot of like extracurriculars related to work, and like that's where I got a chance to be a leader and practice that part, you know.
Yes.
Whereas like I had the job to do, but then it was everything that was on top of the job. And when you put that after hours context in there, I was like, oh yeah, I used to do that. Now as an entrepreneur, I didn't realize until you said it, but like I changed my thing. I'm like, I have to focus on the business, you know. And hey, you know what? You want to do the extra fun things? Let me put the focus here. Where, and I forgot, we're like, by the way, there's a lot of growth that comes from outside of what you do on the day to day in ways that are like you just don't expect, you know?
Yes.
And
There's a
so,
lot more growth on the side. We grow having fun. Children, it has been proven over and over again that children learn best when they are at play. Like our current Western education system is not designed to effectively actually help our children learn. We think it is. It's designed to move people through, it's designed to test, but it's not optimally designed for them to learn. Children learn while playing. Children learn while moving. And fun fact, adults learn the same way. Like, we don't actually change the way we learn. We may change what we value, and then we value more certain things. And so we have to have, like, we're prioritizing where we spend our energies. But if you're having fun, you're probably also learning something. You're building networks, you're building relationships, you're learning. You know, if you're in that social club down the street, you might take on a role that you would never take on at work because they need you. And when they need you, you have to step up. And now you're becoming you're going through a little transformation that maybe translates back into your work life later.
I think this is awesome. And you spoke earlier about hours and consistency and the crossover point with you and the French horn and the people who had gone and major in it. I like that really struck me. That really struck me from a couple of different reasons. One, I'm someone that loves to do like intensity. I'm like, oh, if we're gonna do it, let's just go all in. Let's do high volume. Let's go so on and so forth. And I'm starting to realize like the importance of just like longevity and
Yes.
staying with it. And being able to do it at a pace that like continues on with you. Would you like to like expand on anything that you spoke about it a bit, but it just like really struck me. So is there anything else you'd like to say around that?
So I guess the other, my other, it's no side hustle. It just sucks up all my money, is my endurance racing will teach you that lesson as well, right? Time in the saddle. And all of a sudden, one day you're like faster, and you look back and you're like, I didn't even realize I got faster. And then all of a sudden, you were. And then all of a sudden, you're racing, and all of a sudden, you're winning. And then all of a sudden, you're like on Team USA. How did that even happen? Not really actually sure, except I was consistent, right? So, consistency will actually outweigh talent any day.
I think this is like we're going to move into some new parts of things, but I think this is like really important. And I guess maybe the reason I think it's important is because I know maybe 2 years ago, maybe a year ago, that if I had heard this message, I'd be like, you do chop. I'm not, no, consistency, stay away from me. I'm an outlier. Like I do things differently. Like I need new adventures. I need like, well, not new adventures, but I need like new things to stimulate me, and I have to do things a different way. And I'm just now starting to realize like there's a way to find creativity and new things within the consistency. So I would love to
Yes.
hear you about your experience with
So,
it.
what before I was 40, so showing up my age here a little bit, but with age comes some wisdom, I guess. I hated those people that were like, enjoy the journey, whatever. I was like, man, people who say that are for the losers who never get there, right? Like, when you win, you'll know that it's not just about the journey, it's about winning. Like, I was that person, no doubt about it. Full go all the time. But if you full go all the time, you also will burn out. At certain point, you will burn out. I don't know that I ever had like a real crash and burn moment, but I definitely, maybe it's pregnancy or maybe just the forced responsibilities of parenthood, because hello, the child at those first couple months, children don't sleep. Every mother will tell you so, or parent will tell you so. And it's incumbent on you to take care of this new life. So I maybe it was somewhere in that time period that I was like, I definitely need to change my perspective. But also, I think it comes naturally with a little bit of success, understanding that you have to have these building bricks, and then you also have to have your rest periods, right? And again, that's something that we talk about a lot in endurance racing, is blocks of training time. Intense, go on, do not skip your speed workouts. A lot of endurance athletes want to skip their speed workouts or lifting weights. Do not skip that, but know when to apply it. And I would say the same thing is true for your entrepreneurs or your projects. Do a launch, but also plan a vacation after your launch. Hustle, but plan for some time for date night. Maintain those relationships along the way. You can't just hustle until you drop. You will drop, and eventually everything will crash. So, how can you build that energy and that excitement and also build in rest and recovery?
And so we have a way of playing in my space, and I don't even know if outliers know this yet, but the one of the rules, unspoken rules, which I'll speak now, is no hypothetical question stays unanswered. So Angela just brought us a great question, like how can you, right? Like go back, like listen to that question. Angela, can you remind us the last question that you just said right now? If you can, you might have just been in flow. So if not, the beauty of having things recorded, right?
When I was asking myself, like, if I how I'm gonna have you're gonna have to help me out, I
Yeah,
think.
it's okay. It's all right. We'll let it go. Outliers, you have the benefit of listening to this on the recording. Stop this here. Go back in like 10 seconds. She has a really great question here. And my invitation is like, don't let these questions be rhetorical, right? Don't let them just like wash it, like, oh, that's a good point. How can we do this? And then like move on. Like the space of transformation can happen in a second if you're able to like just slow down enough to see it. And this is like in the space of learning how to learn. It's like, give yourself that opportunity to answer the questions that come your way. So it was just a beautiful question. It hit me hard. I started answering it, and then I forgot exactly what the question was, but I don't need to remember because we have technology for that.
Recordings are
Yeah,
helpful.
that's what they're there for. So, Angela, it's really fun talking to you because, you've done you have various places where you've gone and built your expertise. I can see like you've build it in a number of different ways, like from outpourings to endurance to PhDs, not one but two, to like learning what you were learning during when the first one fell through with the funding. It's really fun talking to you. You have there are insights just like woven in to just like how you be, and so it's jam-packed, and I'm appreciative of it. Take us to what you're doing now. So also well created and well earned with the PhD. I don't say congratulations to things where someone like actually puts in work. If you won the lottery and they just gave it to you, I would say congratulations, but like well created, it takes effort, it takes diligence, and so I see you on that.
Thank
Take
you.
us to like how what you're doing with it now, or take us to like what you're building, how you show up for yourself and for others nowadays professionally.
Sure. So I have a copy somewhere around here. I recently, there we go, released a journal, and it's the first of three in this Likeable Leadership series. And it's so I have a leadership program called Strength in Nature. And the purpose of Strength in Nature specifically is to learn how to use the energies of, right, seasonal. So rest, recovery, push, put that energy in. Also know that there's a seasonality to projects, to the launches, to the things that you're doing. But there's also a lot of lessons that we can learn from nature. And so that's why I like to use nature, because again, a little more of the consistency and the long-term vision. I always talk about people who, when we remember someone's name, they've left a legacy. And part of leaving a legacy is actually living long enough to do that, right? Like it takes time to build all of that. So we can hustle all we want, but it takes time to leave a legacy. So what is that? Because that doesn't happen overnight. So I think some of those are the types of lessons we can learn when we look to nature to understand where we want to go and have a vision. So, but within Likeable Leadership, within this journal, it is 12 elements that will help you become a better leader. And it's just writing prompts. So no answers, all questions, none of them are rhetorical. In addition to that, it also asks you to write down your three top to-dos for the day based on that topic and a daily gratitude. So there's 12 elements. Each one has a week of focus, and then that's how you get yourself three journals. Each one is 1 month. So the other two are coming out here shortly this summer. The first one is done. You can find that on Amazon or on my website or sign up for any of those types of leadership classes that are also available on my website. So that is what I've been doing in my spare time.
Let's close two loops here. One, name of the journal. I saw it, but we didn't say it. So I want to make sure that everyone like knows what to look
It
for.
is called Likeable Leadership Reflections Journal.
Perfect. One. And then two, your website. If someone's listening and they're like, I just gotta stop right now and just like dive into the endless world, what's your website?
Strength in Nature. So www.strengthinnature.com.
Awesome. So this is fun for me because like I think I get really curious about how you brought in the various parts of the like of your journeys and how you like are not just I'm using the word how and it's the wrong word, but it like I'll give you the context here. Us outliers, we do things. We've had different parts of our lives where like we started out one way, one in one area, now we're in some place that looks almost like completely different, right? You're like, I'm an engineer, but I'm also doing all these other things. I have and where I would like to just speak to is like for that outlier right now who's like coming into their own, who's like saying, okay, you know what? Like I saw what Angela did with her book. I've been with the journal. And now I have my own journal. And I've been using her journal to go and finish getting mine out there. I've gone to her programs and so on and so forth. Like I want to talk to that outlier right now that like has something in them that's different and has learned a lot and is looking to now like start bringing it all together. I'm curious for you. Yeah, okay. So something just came to mind. What came to mind for you?
So I have one of my talks, I have a Venn diagram, and it's like a Venn diagram of Angela, right? So I have a circle that is like science, engineering, right? All the th like I love what I do with my engineering and my science. I love being a researcher in my science field, but it's not fulfilling in and of itself. But I love it. I love the music. I love the community associated with music. I love when people are singing together. I love listening to music. I love appreciating other experts in music, right? So I love that. And I am eternally grateful for our natural world. And so I'm Christian, so I'll just say that, right? But like that God's given us this beautiful world to live in. I want to be there. I want to be a part of that. And I want to, I, for me, that is my peaceful spot. So the nature part of that, being out in nature, the endurance racing gets me out. It's mountain biking, it's trail running, it's spending time with, like, I am a scout leader, so I'm taking scouts hiking. I'm doing all of these things in nature, and I love that. And then I love the physicality, right? Like, I don't want to be, I'm grateful that I have a body that I can do this, but I want to be physically active. The reason I talk about the Alp Horn, which I realize is like less than 0.001% of the world or some crazy number, right? Is because it is literally like the emblem of all of those things for me. I get to talk about sine waves because everyone says, well, how do you make all those notes if there's no fingerings, right? Like they don't know the physics. I get to use my engineering skills to talk to students and adults about the physics of music. I get to talk about music. I get to be outdoors. I get to be in a musical setting. And it takes actually a lot of physical stamina to play an instrument like that. And we actually do go hike in the woods, right? So this 12-foot long thing that walked into my life is literally like the Venn diagram of Angela. So, what I want to share with these outliers, do not walk away from what you love. Like, acknowledge that you have those multiple loves and passions, and then find where they overlap. And that is your special spot. Don't give up who you are, find who you are and build on it.
I'm so glad you brought up this Venn diagram and there's two components. There's more than two components, but the Venn diagram is really calling me. And as well as like the physical manifestation of you, right? In a sense, you're like the Alp Horn, like it is like it represents and it gives me what it is that I'm looking for. Let's start first with the Venn diagram and like outliers, as we talk about this here, my invitation is to think for yourself about your own Venn diagram. Like what was going through my mind was first Ikigai, where they talk about
Yes,
like what you love and
yes,
not, like
yes.
yes. And what was interesting for me though was like it felt it felt like you just gave yourself the space to say, like, what do I love? Like, what are all the things I love here? How do they overlap? And then it's almost like once you found that, you're able to keep playing the game of like, all right, so given these different things, how can I now free from there? What's coming to you as I say that?
Do you know those party spirals that you buy at the party store? They're just flat when you buy them, but then you pop them out and they
Ring,
spiral.
ring, ring, ring. Yep.
Ring, 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 ring,
Yep.
ring. I use that all the time to talk about like plan, do, check, act, like your transformational spiral.
Okay.
Like
Say
that's my
that. Say that
visual.
again. Say that again, because I know what you're saying now. But I want to make sure that people don't miss it. This is the kind of thing where I would go back to the pockets and be like, "What does he say?" You said plan first thing.
So when we talk about project management, sorry, now I'm going to put on my engineering hat for a
Boom, let's
hot
play.
second.
Let's play. One
We
more
talk
circle.
about planning, doing, checking it, meaning did you get the actions that you actually thought that you were going to get? And then act means if you didn't get it, you need to go back to your planning stage and see what your goals were, right? Like you plan your metrics, you define what's going to happen, then you do it, your measurements, your counteractions, whatever, countermeasures to fixing something. You act on it, and or sorry, you check it to make sure that what you thought you were going to get, you did in fact get. And then act means go back and either you got it and you're done and you exit, go on to something else, or you didn't get it and you do it again. So in my little spiral, I talk about the plan, do, check, act, and you get better and better and better every time until you get to the top of whatever it is you need to do, right? Whatever that goal is that you set out. So it's pretty simple project management. We call it PDCA. But I love that spiral because I think about that as like a spiral of excellence. You don't get it on the first time. You just keep walking up that spiral. So I love to use this as a visual because I'll go buy those party packs. And while it's still flat with a Sharpie, I will do the PDCA. There's a standard cycle that people use and they all have colors, right? The P gets one color, D, C, A, each gets a different color. And then you pop that spiral out and you can see how you have to walk up the spiral to get better each time.
Oh, that's a cool visual right
So
there.
it's a fun visual, right? It works really well. People can do it at the table with, you can kind of have it as an interactive, but relative to the Venn diagram, bringing myself back to my engineering here again, each one of those Venn diagrams deserve their own spiral. And you're just refining and refining and refining. And to be honest with you, like I never ever woke up and said, I'm going to be an Elkhorn player. It came to me, but I already knew what my circles were of passion, right? Like I already had that. It just showed up in my life. And so,
Yes and no, though, because it wasn't like, again, this goes back to the difference in congratulations and that. It wasn't like someone said like, hey, you're a lucky lottery winner number 486. Like, you're getting
no,
outpouring.
I was prepared for the opportunity.
Yes, and someone thought about it because like all the ways that you were showing up, they're like, hey, this could actually be great for you if I remember that part of the story correct as well. All right.
And then it was, right? Because
Yeah.
it was great for me. It really, I was able to take that and just run with it because I had the German language skills in a community that is, still trying, like people are passing away. They don't want to lose that culture, so they still want to celebrate a little bit of where their families came from. And so there's a little bit of heritage, celebration of heritage that goes along with it. But the pastoral beauty of this instrument, and it's never been used in a call to war. So it's called the instrument of peace. So that's another part of it that like really speaks to me. It's a fantastic calming. You can see like I'm a high energy person. So this sometimes is a good centering piece. We talk a lot about breathing when you're trying to center. I can just affirm for you that this instrument will force you to breathe, right? So I'm getting a lot of these good, healthy self-care things as well while I'm also doing something that I love, right? So sometimes you just have to keep refining your Venn diagram and then the right symbol will show up for you.
There's something like you're really good at interweaving multiple like insights into one. I love it because it's 'cause what was going on right now for me was I was thinking about the component of like being like letting the side hustle or the thing that you're doing outside of work continue to grow, to meet the opportunity that's there, to allow that to build up the various skills along the way, and to to bring it all together with how you can continue growing in ways that like will continue to support. I sang in a barbershop chorus, so like four part harmony.
Nice.
Yes, yeah.
So
So
much fun. That was great
yeah.
music.
It's amazing. It's amazing times, and it's like so. When I think about the opera, and I think about that place where people like not very many people like really have ever experienced it. You know, we were top 10 in the world, like our element, and you know, but like the person I became, the leader I became,
Yes.
like through that, like just like you said, I was on the board. I was finding all these opportunities. We were doing like live streaming back in 2014 with a bunch of 20 something year olds, like bringing people in to like to get these things together and their
I'm gonna
opportunity to
Google
just
you
show up.
now.
Have fun. I was going by Nemo at the time, so there's a lot more Nemo and Sean stuff than the album. But I just it's an incredible experience here, and I think about the skills that you can learn when you're not
Yes.
trying to learn the skills. Like it's really like it's really shaking it's doing some work on me right now. Like
But you learned breathing. I know you did. If you were
oh
doing a good
I've
job, you were learning, right? And all of that is centering and calming. And so when you're anxious, because, and that happens to the best of us, so no criticism for a second, but like when we're in it and we have a deadline, like these things do happen for sure, right? Like our families' livelihoods are riding on our activities. It's natural, but you have a skill set that you can pull yourself back into. Breathe, get that in, right? Your whole body can be involved in recovering so that you can be successful in your endeavor. But you learn that on the side, and it's not something we're going to teach you in the corporate world or even most entrepreneurial settings. I'm going to teach you mindset. I'm going to teach you this. We'll talk about breathing. Did you do your breathing? But when you're singing, you are doing all of those things without even making it conscious, which goes back to our earlier conversation about you learn through play, right? This is what will bring you forward in a way that you didn't even know, and it is so powerful.
I'm so grateful. Like there's parts of me that are just like lighting up again, and just being in the space of remembering. So we're gonna end here our conversation here with a few different things, and love was first to start off with like an outsight. So what I consider an outsight is something that like it's not your learning, but it's something that you would like the outliers listening to this to take away from here. So what's one outsight that you like outliers to walk away from? I do.
So I think that I want to tell people that you really need to explore each one of those passions in depth and keep leveling up and believe that when the time is right, like the right thing will show up and pull them all together. But that doesn't mean giving up on one. It just means sometimes it needs to sit. So I'm a firm believer that we can have all the things we're dreaming for, but we may not be able to get them all at the same time. And that is absolutely okay. with a little bit of wisdom, I'll say that the journey is worth enjoying because you will get there, but you have to enjoy the journey as well. It'll make it so much more fun. And some people will tell you it might even make the journey shorter. I don't know. I've had a long journey, so it's been a great time. So really focus on being where you are in the moment and letting that be the thing and be excellent. Learn how to learn while you're doing it. And the other things will come when the time is right.
I appreciate it, Angela. It just occurred to me that I'm like, I have no clue what I might say about this particular time right now, which feels difficult. It feels like not difficult, but like there's a certain, it's not what it used to be. I have like two kids now, all this stuff right here. And I'm like trying to navigate all this. And throughout this conversation, you've just gotten you reminded me of all these things that I didn't think were like the most important thing that I actually remember that actually helped shape me right now. And so, Just thank you for that. I'm thinking, I have like a real like visceral moment of like, I don't even know what I'm going to learn through. I know I'm learning, but I don't even know what I'm learning as it goes on. And you know, I'd like to invite outliers here just like to take some time right now to just like give yourself the grace right now to look at the areas in your life where you are learning, where you may not even know that you're learning, and the places in your past where that has been, where that has worked for you. I loved how you talked about the breathing. Like, 'cause I get like, I'll do meditation and I'm like, oh, I know how to engage my diaphragm. People say breathe, but I'm like, you're not really breathing right now. Like,
Yes.
you're like, you know, like your air is coming in, but it ain't breathing, you know? And so we have these gifts, and like, you just like brought them right up to like the forefront for me. And outliers, like, take advantage of this, take some time, go journal, do whatever, go walk in nature, do your thing, whatever it is that where the wherever it overlaps for you to like let this sink in. I am utterly grateful for you. And you let us know about your books and things, but like, let's just go one more time. If someone wants to continue down the journey with you, what's the best ways for them to do that?
So you can always find me on LinkedIn or on Instagram. I'm probably most active on Instagram. I'm probably more successful on LinkedIn. I have Facebook as well, so you can contact me at any of those places. But I am putting content out on my website again, www.strengthinnature.com. And I focus there on the learnings that we can get from nature to help us overcome the overwhelm and become better leaders in our lives.
Well, you're absolutely fantastic, and so I like to end every conversation with what I call the time capsule, or the tapsule. We'll see if that sticks or not. But the time capsule question, which is like, if you had to leave a message for yourself that you put in a time capsule that you didn't open again for another like 10 years or so, right? What's the message based on the wisdom that you have right now that you'd love to remind yourself of like 10 years from now?
When it's darkest, keep moving forward. So I like, that the nature version is bloom where you're planted, right? Or like you're building ice before underneath the water before you become that iceberg, right? There is so much work before you emerge. Enjoy it.
With that, Angela, I think we will conclude for today. Thank you for living the life that you live, and thank you for being so effervescent in the way that you choose to share it with us. Like, honestly, I was going through and I was like, oh, you are reminding and shining a light on so many things that like just feel really core to me. So on a personal level, I just wanted to know I appreciate you. Thank you for doing the work that you do. And outliers, like, I just cannot wait to hear about the amazing adventures that you all go on with Angela here. And congratulations on the PhD. So, Dr. Angela Buckley, it's been an
Thank you.
absolute pleasure. And I look forward to next time we talk.
Thank you for your time today. And outliers, go get it. Have
Okay.
fun.